Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me right now. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I've got some ideas I want to share with you. You know, about every week, at least once, for a few minutes, I take a little time just to have some time with just the two of us, just you and me. And this time, I want to talk a little bit more about intellectual property. I've been thinking about this a lot, folks. In fact, my new book, Age of the Customer, which is coming out later, The Age of the Customer, coming out later this year. There's one entire huge, atomic, subatomic chapter on intellectual property because it's a big deal. It's a big deal to you, and it's the reason I've been writing about it and talking about it. And in fact, last week I talked about intellectual property in this same spot, and I've got some more I want to talk about. I want some other things about your intellectual property strategy. I don't just want you to own intellectual property or create it. I want you to have a strategy. And if you listen to me for a few minutes, you'll see why I say that. It's not my job to tell you what your strategy should look like, what your IP strategy should look like. Because by definition, a small business's intellectual property is our intellectual property is as unique as our belly buttons, all right? But it is my job to help you get your head out of the tangible asset sand and start thinking about the increasing role that intellectual property, intangible assets, is playing in the success of your business operation and, more importantly, in your customer acquisition strategy. Customer acquisition, right? More customers, more sales. That's what we all need, right? Well, intellectual property is going to play an increasing role in your ability to do that. Now, remember, last week I talked about tangible assets and intangible assets. Tangible are the things you can hold, right? Your buildings, your inventory, your machines, things like that. Those are tangible assets that have serial numbers typically or legal descriptions, right? Intangible assets are literally things that you create, an idea, a policy, it could be a trademark, it could be a lot of things. Patents are intellectual property, right? Copyrights are intellectual property, but also trade secrets. And a lot of small business intellectual property are in the form of trade secrets. So think about that a little bit. So I want to talk about your strategy, your IP strategy. And there are two kinds of intellectual property in your strategy. The kind that you acquire, like when you buy software from Microsoft or some other company, the kind you acquire, and the kind that you create. And you're going to put the two together over time, on any given day, and you're going to create your own strategy with those. And I want to talk about those right now. Both kinds, how they work together. So don't think of your new delivery schedule, that new delivery schedule where you rerouted the trucks to go in another direction because it's more efficient. Don't think of that as just a new route for your trucks. It's your proprietary intellectual property that's making your business more efficient and more relevant to customers, and you're keeping it as a trade secret. You're not going to file a patent on it, but regardless, it's still valuable to you, and you should think about it like that. The systems you've developed to produce products probably seem routine and common sense to you, right? No big deal, right? Well, anything that you create, any system, any policy, any program you create is a big deal. Because it's one of the keys to your success. It's how you do what you do. It's an intangible asset you created and, again, are maintaining as a trade secret, your proprietary IP. And as such, you should recognize it, you should protect it, you should defend it just as diligently as you lock the doors of your business at night. Property, it's intellectual property, it's intangible assets. Here's another thing to think about. Don't think of social media IP that you're borrowing from Facebook or Twitter or whatever. That's their IP, right? Because you're using it. They've created it. You're using it. Don't think of what you're borrowing from them because you don't have to pay for it. Don't think of it as just an obligatory task that you've got to do because everybody else is doing it. This is acquired intellectual property. And it's an intangible resource that you can use to create communities. Use their intellectual property to create communities which you can turn into very tangible customers. Here's another one. Connect members of those communities that you build on social media with your face-to-face communities, which are your customer lists, by developing a proprietary intellectual property program that integrates those two. You can do it. I've done it. Here's another one. Acquire customer relations management software, CRM, and email marketing IP like Constant Contact, for example. Put those two together and integrate them into your own program to deliver information, content, contribution to customers. Think about it, folks. You can do this. These are things you're probably already doing, but you weren't thinking about it as intellectual property. That's what I want to get you to do. I don't care what you do with it. I want you to be thinking about these things that you're doing that are intellectual property. When you buy your next computer, don't think of it as replacing an old one. This time, buy that computer based on the IP tool, the intellectual property tool that you're going to use to put you in a position, literally, of the geographic, the physical position, to maximize time, your energies, your resources, and the device which will help you create your own intellectual property and manage your intellectual property strategy. Folks, an IP strategy doesn't mean, if you have one, it doesn't mean that you abandon tangible assets. We'll always need those. But it does mean that you put them in the proper proportion with intangible assets. Today, the alpha member of the asset classes is intellectual property. In fact, any and all tangible assets you acquire and use will be determined in the future by intellectual property. Think about that. Grow your business more efficiently and effectively with an active strategy. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. More to come after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.